a funny old word, peloton. It's French. It means the main bunch, in bicycling terms anyway. The pack. Like in the Tour de France. Peloton. A snaking, multi-hued line of machines racing through incomparable mountain scenery. Well, I'm not sure whether three bicycles constitute a proper peloton. Like one swallow not making a summer and all that. But it's a word I rather like. I pedal at the back. Leonard is always at the head of affairs.
That'll be it. Up ahead. On the right.
We'll just about make it. With a bit of luck.
We shall have to bend our backs a bit, Dennis.
That's me.
Three pints of Bodger's full-flavoured and distinctive special, Dennis.
Cheers.
Where's Leonard?
He's on form.
Oh. Now that is a fair drop. Oh, beautiful. He'll be sorting out tonight's digs, I suppose.
The old brown jug at Paley Bridge. A lively, unspoilt country local, it says.
Fair enough.
With fish tanks.
Well, that'll do for me. It's not too far, Dennis, I hope. It looks set for the afternoon out there.
Lunchtime. Day 3.
I'd best see about a menu.
We're sitting in a boot and shoe, Little Horbury. According to Leonard's Bible here, it's a 17th century inn of great character with an exceptional example of period fireplace and surround. Log burning in winter. Not this Tuesday, it isn't. Leonard reckoned on 60k this morning. Moving in kilometres is one of Leonard's mysterious ways.
Beer mats, Dennis.
Beer mats. Len's in charge of accommodation, route, kilometres per day. Colin's catering, I do the beer mats. Though it's actually Colin and Leonard who collect them. These two are very ordinary. Introduce a friend to Bodger's special bitter, well-hopped and full-bodied original gravity 1047. It's the original gravity that tells you the strength. What it boils down to. Literally, I suppose, is that in this glass of Bodger's, there are 47 bits of fermentable material for every 1,000 bits of water. Of course, for the most part, the bits of fermentable material are invisible. If not, Leonard would have something to say about it.
It's engaged.
Oh.
Must be a popular spot, Dennis. It'll be the fish tanks. Cheers.
Cheers.
At the old memoirs again, are we? Well, make sure you give this Bodger's a mention. Clear as a bell.
Day 3 of 14, that is. Don't ask me why, but I always keep a record of our annual touring fortnight. Every April. Colin, Leonard and myself. It's the only time of the year I'd even think about it. Diaries, I mean.
47. Not a bad gravity, that. Not bad at all.
Maybe I do it in the hope that something of consequence might just turn up.
And very nicely hopped.
Other than the likes of Bodger's special bitter, that is.
Yes, it's certainly in very good nick, Dennis.
So, 11.5 days to go.
It's going to be a wet one this afternoon.
There's usually quite a lot of wetness to report. April, you see.
Lucky we decided on an early start. Got the K's on the clock, haven't we?
So far in our 12 previous tours together, the diaries have thrown up nothing that might induce the tabloids to come waving the checkbooks about.
Well, I'm ready for another.
I can't help wondering sometimes if it's me that's... Well, let's put a damper on these cycling trips. Maybe before, when there was only the two of them. Maybe that's when it all used to happen.
Are you getting them in, Colin?
I mean, they could be restraining themselves on my account. Keeping themselves on a tight rein.
Rain, glorious rain.
Where have you been?
I just had to get a picture of the landlord.
Colin is official photographer.
He's got this fantastic moustache.
Of course he has.
A handlebar, Dennis.
And he keeps a mean pint of special.
Fantastic. Anyway, I've ordered 3 ploughmans, all right?
You can't go wrong with a ploughman's there.
Dennis?
Oh, he's miles away again.
Anyway, the diary, if you can call it that. Well, it just guarantees a little bit of time to myself. It means I don't have to join in all the time.
Are we having another one or what, Colin?
I'm on my way. Plenty in the kitty.
Saves a lot of messing around having a kitty. We just top it up whenever Colin says it's on the low side. We don't have to remember who's round it is and all that.
I don't know how he does it, Dennis. I mean, we don't go short, do we? Talk to the wall.
It's just become a bit of a ritual now. As soon as I'm off my bike, it's out with the old notebook and pen.
Before I forget.
And I suppose it must get a bit irritating.
Do you reckon I can borrow that bible of yours?
Nah.
Only if I don't write this card now.
Leonard and Colin generally send a postcard apiece back to their wives. I've never joined the tandem club. That's what Len calls it. I send a card to my colleagues in the library back in Yorkshire, though. It's invariably a panorama, and they invariably exhibit it. Well, that's what we support staff at the library are good at. If a thing don't move, we exhibit it.
Three more bodgers. Ploughman's coming up.
Cheers.
Oh, after you with the biro, Len.
Having a pint or three in the 17th century boot and shoe. It's throwing it down outside. We are not doing so bad ourselves, exclamation mark. See you a week on Saturday. There.
Oh, ta.
I'll try the old brown jug again.
Steady away this afternoon.
Aylesbury's maximum. The jug would do nicely just this side.
All our stopping places for refreshments or accommodation come as a result of a recommendation in Lennon's Bible.
Dear Madge.
And it is a bit like a religion, I suppose. I mean, the Muslims have their Quran, don't they?
Original gravity 1047, beautiful. It's Bodgers.
It's actually Len's Grand Beer Guide, which dictates where we go on our annual trip. Back in a local in Yorkshire, we go through the same ritual, year in, year out. Harry's the landlord. Blindfold.
Not too tight, eh, Harry?
Every year, Harry agrees to do the honours, and every year, Leonard insists on explaining what's required.
So, open it at random. Any page you like.
Right, now can I take this off? I've got a living to make.
Not yet, Harry. Notice, everyone, that I have secured the place with a beer mat. Thank you, Colin. Now, right or left-hand page, Harry?
Right-hand.
Got that, everybody? Right. Harry has selected page 87.
Hey, fantastic.
And now, from a choice of four columns, one, two, three, or four.
Fourth column.
Standing directly behind Leonard, I could see that page 87 meant that we were going to be heading for Kent. What's more, the choice of column four had narrowed it down to one of Burham, Canterbury, Chatham, or Chiddingston.
And lastly, Harry, a number between one and seven.
In order to pinpoint the actual pub.
Four again.
It was Canterbury, the Thomas and Becket Inn. Len got on the phone and booked two nights there and then. We were all pretty chuffed, though it was certainly going to be one of our longer trips, all the way down to Kent. Hop country.
I've just got the one exposure left on this film.
I don't know what we'd do if Harry came up with, say, The Pack Horse at Eckmanwy, page 193, column 2, pub 6. I mean, I bicycle past there every morning on my way to work. Oh, not that there's a lot wrong with the place, but it wouldn't make for much of a tour.
I've got a cracking shot of the urinals, Dennis. Bags of history. I bet they haven't been touched since the 1600s. Fantastic!
Canterbury. One of Britain's most historic cities, Len's book says. Dominated and overawed by the mighty cathedral. A magnet for pilgrims throughout the world.
How did you get on, Len?
Cracked it, of course.
The old brown jug.
A double and a single, usual arrangements.
It suits me to have the single. It might work out a bit more expensive, but I'm not used to sharing. Not for the past 13 years, anyway. Since Mother died. You get into, well, ways when you've been by yourself a bit.
Oh, no, hang on a minute, will you? I just want a quick shot of a genuine boot and shoe ploughman's before you start.
Hurry up then, Colin. I'm starving.
Well, put that stick of celery down.
And cheese.
That's just on 15K. Since lunch.
Leonard's got a cyclometer. That makes him a bit like the lad in the street who has the only cricket bat. Anyway, it means that route and kilometres a day are not up for discussion. Not in our scheme of things. Like Colin plumping for the ploughman's this lunch. I tend to fall in with things. I take place in the peloton. And of course, every morning, Len tells us exactly what to expect. Distance, topography, that's terrain, if you like, likely road conditions and wind direction. Plus a quick rundown of places of interest they'll be passing. Old chapels and churches, windmills, rivers, ancient monuments, even early closing days. He has these ordnance survey maps with contours and the lot.
There should be barrows up ahead, on the left.
Barrows?
Danish burial grounds, Colin.
Leonard was a fair road racer in his day, won time trials regularly. Colin's always been more of a tourer, but they both got fair peddling pedigrees.
That looks as though it might have been one.
Fantastic!
Nowadays, they're as keen on beer as bicycling. Slows them down a bit. And me? Well, I just like to get away for a fortnight every year. And this way, I don't have to go by myself.
And another!
Well spotted, Len.
We always maintain a strict peddling order. And to be honest, I like it being tucked in behind. Sitting in, we call it.
They're buried enough of them Vikings round here, eh?
Serves them right, I say, Leonard.
I carry a repair kit and tools. Oh, that's my other role. Beer mats and bicycle repair gear. I've been entrusted with assorted spanners, a screwdriver, a spoke nipple key, chain rivet extractor, small file, freewheel block remover, various tyre levers, a puncture repair kit, and a couple of spare inners. Oh, and I've got the medical kit, too. Minus the thermometer. Leonard looks after that.
Easy behind!
Easy, Dennis!
I was a late cyclist, if you see what I mean. I didn't even start going into Harry's until after Mother died. I'd never bothered before. Leonard and Colin had been going there most of their lives. Len has this set patter, a bit like a businessman's three-course lunch in a Chinese restaurant. One night, I got the works.
Of course it is. Your bicycle's your passport to a new life. A passport to adventure.
Then he'd rattle off all the advantages.
It's simple, it's cheap. It's energy efficient, environmentally friendly, and it's the fastest way of getting about in the middle of town.
I never heard him mention fumes, dogs, motorists, manhole covers, the Scottish midge, a bicycle's susceptibility to theft, or even the weather.
It's in sync with its surroundings, Dennis. What's more, it's the most equitable means of transport there is. That's Norman Debbitt.
Ernest Marples was another who used to crop up regularly.
He knew the score, did Marples. He predicted a great future for the bicycle.
But now Leonard would be freewheeling.
You see, exercise is the key to it. Regular exercise has been shown to lessen tension, increase people's efficiency at work, and improve your sleep.
And I just wasn't sleeping in those days. Mother had died and I was very low. I wasn't bitter, but I felt alone.
And the advantage of cycling is that it has a purpose in addition to being a means of regular exercise.
That's what I needed as much as anything. A purpose.
And what's more, for recreational purposes, the bicycle provides freedom of movement coupled with direct contact with the environment.
Sometimes you can feel the environment beginning to soak through your anorak.
Listen to this. 300-year-old building. Fine selection of real beers. A former labour exchange.
Oh, a cracker.
But it's just a little bit out of our way.
After dinner, Leonard at his beer guide again. Tomorrow's route and accommodation.
Oh, bad luck, that, Len.
Here in the old brown jug, the fish tanks really are quite a feature.
How about one with a skittle alley? Maybe not.
I'm just going to see if I can't just capture one or two of these here Tropicana.
The fish with his camera.
Anyone want a top-up while I'm on my feet?
I'll say.
I'll miss this one, Colin, thanks.
Now, this could be a real possibility, Dennis. Popular backstreet pub hit by a flying bomb in 1944. No accommodation.
Tonight's accommodation's fine. Except for one thing. Nylon sheets. Cotton sheets were always me and Mother's bottom line, if you like. When we used to have our annual week on the East Coast, nylon at night was the only thing that could spoil it. I mean, you expect a bit of weather around Scarborough way.
Yeah, 2 pints of Whittle's Old Genuine.
Now you are talking.
Yeah, fantastic.
Leonard and Colin's bottom line is hand-pumped beer with lots of invisible fermentable bits.
With an OG of around 60. Give or take a whisker.
Here we are. Seth Senior's Ale.
Oh, banker!
Wait for it. Small, friendly, old local, until recently boasted a gibbet outside.
Oh, can't say fairer than that.
The Good Samaritan.
Leonard found us another good room this morning. And it's a bit brighter as well. Ah. It's true what he says about being in sync with the countryside, though. Moving through the lanes. You almost feel part of the landscape. I've been dropped. From the peloton, I mean. But we're due to stop for lunch soon in Croxton. Left here.
Excuse me?
What?
I wonder if you could help.
Oh, what's the problem?
It's my back tyre.
Puncture?
It looks a bit like it.
Well, let's have a little look.
Oh, would you be so kind?
No problem.
I shouldn't want to hold you up.
I bet any money is a thorn.
Will you be able to do anything?
Anybody can if they've got the tackle.
Oh, thanks ever so much. Well, the man who has everything.
Not far wrong there.
By the way, I'm Valerie. Valerie Newsom.
Dennis Bell. I won't shake hands.
No. Very pleased to meet you.
Didn't you see my friends pass?
On bicycles?
Aye, two of them.
I've only just joined the lane.
Ah, here it is.
Oh, well, it's a hum.
Well, this shouldn't take a jiff. Oh,
thanks. So there are three of you?
Touring.
Ah, that would explain all this.
Well, you should always carry a puncture repair kit.
Well, I wasn't going far.
Ah, but you see, most accidents, punctures, that sort of thing, occur within half a dozen miles of home.
You sound very informed, Mr. Bell.
I've been informed by Leonard hundreds of times. Sorry.
What for?
For the lecture.
Oh, don't be silly. Is this...
Go on.
No, you.
Well, I was just wondering, it's a nice-looking tourer. Do you get out much?
I used to, when my husband was alive.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, but it's been a number of years now.
Yes?
It's not quite the same by yourself.
Riding in the company of others adds a new dimension.
Spoken as though you meant it.
Spoken as Leonard might have. But it can be just the job with the right friend or so.
Yours will be miles ahead by now.
Oh, they're used to me. Anyway, they'll be stopping for lunch soon.
Whereabouts?
Some little village, Croxton.
Oh, that's my village.
Yeah? There's a pub.
The blacksmith.
That's it.
I work there part-time.
Honest?
Sure do. It's good for me.
How'd you cope with all the grandfather clocks?
How on earth do you know about those?
Leonard again, of course. Oh, we don't miss much when we're touring.
I'm impressed.
Now, in the middle, then. That's it. Three grandads all in a row. Now, ready? I'm ready to eat. Smile. Gotcha. Best have another while we're waiting for him, Colin.
Right.
The mild gets a good ride up.
Canterbury?
Aye. Leonard reckons we'll get there on Friday.
And you tour every April?
Uh-huh. We've been all over. Of course, we usually get a soaking or two for our pains.
When sweet showers fall and pierce the droughts of March...
Oh, I can vouch for that, all right.
Then men do yearn to go on pilgrimages.
Eh?
The Canterbury Tales.
Very appropriate.
Do you know Chaucer?
I work in a library, Valerie. Not conducive to reading.
You're not serious.
It's a question of knowing where to start, you see. Right. Well, that should do the trick.
Oh, I'm awfully grateful.
It's all part of the service. Which way are you going?
I was heading back to the village.
Oh, well, we can keep each other company if you don't mind.
Oh, that would be nice.
And traffic's likely to build up a bit towards the end of the afternoon, Colin. But nothing too serious.
Leonard?
And we can have a proper look at the contours should Dennis ever turn up.
Now, Len, he's at the bar.
About time to.
And he looks to have a woman with him.
A woman?
There's really no need, Valerie.
It's the very least I can do. And what will the rest of the party have?
Leonard and Colin,
What are they on, Ronald?
Well, so far they've tried the bitter, the strong ale, and the mild.
I'll go and ask them, shall I?
It's not so often we have the pleasure of your company on a Wednesday lunchtime, Belle.
I've been rescued. I had a puncture out on the Walmsley Road.
Ah, that's why you're doing the honours.
Well, I've rather held them up.
Well, they don't seem to be exactly rushing anywhere.
They're going to Canterbury.
On tour.
All the way from Yorkshire.
E-by gum. There's your bitters.
Cheers. Oh, it's all right for some, eh?
Have you thought about going with them?
What?
You're always threatening to get back on tour one day.
You are joking.
Take a few days off. I can manage here, all right.
But I don't even know them.
They don't look like desperados to me.
Well, seeing as you put it like that, Dennis, I can't see how we can rightly refuse. Colin?
Mild for me.
And I wondered whether we might include Valerie on the lunch ticket.
Colin's department, that, Dennis.
Colin?
Yes, I think we can probably stretch to it.
Oh.
That'll be four specials, then.
Tipped ever so slightly in favour of cantilever, rather than the caliper option.
Brakes. We've already done gear ratios.
It looks as though you enjoyed that, Colin.
Oh, takes a lot of beating, shepherd's pie for me.
No danger of bonking after that, eh, team?
It's the cyclist's term for fatigue, Valerie.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's brought about by not eating enough during a long cycle ride.
And very nasty it can be, too. On a par with oxygen debt problems.
As bad as that?
Gasping away. Hey, Colin?
You ready for another, are you, Len?
If you're going. And you've been about a bit yourself, have you, Valerie?
Well, I've tackled some modest tours in this country, Leonard.
Ah, Holland's the place. Hey, Colin?
Mild all round, is it?
You see, I think Holland carried on where Ernest Marples left off.
Leonard in the pole position as ever.
You seem to be making pretty good progress towards Canterbury.
Nice and steady, Valerie. We're pretty much on schedule.
Yes, friendly sort of landlord.
Cheers, then.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
It would be nice to come with you.
We might even get there for Friday lunch.
What did you say, Valerie?
I'd like to come with you to Canterbury.
Come with us? Len?
And then there were four. In the peloton, I mean. Valerie maintained that pilgrimages were all about people joining in along the way. But I don't honestly know what Leonard and Colin make of the new arrangements. I think they're both still in shock.
We shall very shortly be passing the test.
The test, Leonard?
The river test, Colin.
Back in the blacksmith's, Leonard quickly rattled off a list of tour essentials, right down to the obligatory half tube of toothpaste. It's all to do with the weight factor. But it's clear that Valerie's played before. Layers of lattice jumpers, anorak, and trousers tucked into thick woolly socks.
Everything all right behind?
Wonderful! I'd almost forgotten, Dennis.
And a very fetching maroon beret on top.
Fantastic!
Oh, I've been relieved of the medical kit, by the way. It's become Valerie's contribution to the load carrying. Len's very keen. We should all have roles.
What made you take off with us, Valerie?
Something Ron said back at the pub, actually.
Oh, so it wasn't a sudden rush of blood, then?
Oh, that as well, I think, Dennis.
We don't get many of those on our tours. Leonard's never been one to encourage things impulsive. Nothing's ever left a chance. He always seems to know what's round the next corner.
One river!
In fact, I'm amazed he didn't see Valerie coming.
A bit of a climb here, Dennis.
I'm glad she did, though. She's like a breath of fresh air. No, a following wind. That's our Valerie.
I'm surprised Leonard doesn't share the workload out a bit.
Oh, it's just the way we do things, Val.
That's just 20K since lunch.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I wish I brought my camera.
What Valerie had brought was a new dimension. I've not had a lot of practice with the opposite sex.
But it's all right for us at the back, eh?
Nice and sheltered.
Just like in the library. I've been sheltering there for the best part of 30 years.
Nearly at the top.
Hardly noticed. Like an old and undistinguished hardback. Taken out occasionally, but always returned with time to spare.
Right. I'm going to fly down this bit.
Fly by all means, Val, but for heaven's sake, don't go flying past Leonard.
Come on, Dennis!
He might not take too kindly to it.
And not only that, Valerie, but bicycles actually conserve energy.
Except for that of the cyclist himself, of course.
What? No, Valerie's right, then. Except for the energy
used by... Of course she is. And what's more, they don't make any noise or cause any pollution.
More of Leonard's businessman's lunch. Over dinner.
Three plates with chips, one with salad.
Here we go.
Beautiful.
Mine's a salad, thank you.
Champion. Tuck in, then, Valerie.
How do you cope with headwinds, Len?
Ah, well.
Because it must be a problem up front.
You ought to try it sometime.
Well, if you'd like me to.
Well, what I meant, Valerie, is that, well, there's no point in fighting them. Just drop to a lower gear and take it a bit steady. We have our system, you see.
Like chips with our fish.
Anyway, this time tomorrow, we shall be looking at Tunbridge Wells.
Fantastic.
And there might just be a little treat in store too.
In Tunbridge Wells, Lenny?
Just outside. Spartan Pub, Bishop's Ales, popular with bikers.
Oh, birds of a feather, Len.
I'll say. And, Valerie, I was wondering whether you felt you might be able to take on the responsibility for bead-on filling on mornings.
Oh, if you like.
Colin doesn't mind, of course.
Oh, no, you go ahead, Val.
Let me guess. Mild beer?
Mild.
Played tap water all round. Only, I do think it's important to have everyone nicely involved.
Making their own personal contribution.
And I should like a word sometime about our kitty system, Valerie.
Can't seem to get to sleep tonight. That's unusual for me when we're touring. Only after Valerie had come up, I thought I'd try an early night as well. It was... reading for a minute. The Cycling Touring Club Yearbook, 1964. It's Len's. Yeah. Concentration. Little appreciated is the effect on cycling safety when one's mind has been disturbed by some recent event. For example, an argument, bad news, or indeed when elated by good news. Or a woman, I suppose. The women don't actually get a mention. Obviously, the CTC does not rate highly the possibility of one's mind being disturbed by a member of the opposite sex. I have to say, it hadn't crossed mine until fairly recently, either.
Yes, she looked comfortable enough, all right. I mean, she might not be another Beryl Burton.
And I got a really nice shot. With the bicycles against the outside toilet wall and the viaduct in the background.
I like the way she's prepared to play her part. After all about teamwork.
It's one of those crisp April mornings.
Here she comes. Now then, what's the bead-on situation, Valerie?
3/4 full as requested, Leonard.
Fantastic.
I gave your back tyre a top-up, Val, just in case.
Thanks, Dennis.
How are you feeling?
Full of the joys of April.
Oh.
Everybody know what they're doing?
Lane's very much the order of the day, according to Len's briefing over breakfast.
And remember what I said about low-flying aircraft?
Gatwick.
Weather report, very promising. Lighting up time, 5:27 p.m.
Len has this uncanny feel for lighting up times. He says it's a gift.
Okay, team.
He reckons it's got nothing at all to do with latitudes.
First up, the Rattan Ratchet.
Full Wells Fine Ales, beautiful.
Doubles as a second-hand antiquarian bookshop.
Well, on our way to Hop Country now.
It fair makes you thirsty, eh, Len?
Of course it does. Keep your eyes open for oast houses.
Oast houses?
It's where they dry and press the hops.
Oh, I might have known.
They have very distinctive looking cowls on the chimneys.
Dennis, why don't we ever stop?
Ah.
Or is that Leonard's department?
Well, it is, really. And you see, he likes to get on.
To get the K's on the clock.
You got it.
It's a beautiful morning, all right. Breezing right and left along the lanes. With the bonus of bicycling with Valerie. Alongside Valerie, even at times. Of course, I'm not sure that Len wholeheartedly approves.
Oh, beautiful.
One of the strongest draft bitters brewed on a regular basis.
Valerie and I are on halves.
Soup of the day and a round of sandwiches apiece.
Just the job, Colin.
I'm bringing my diary up to date.
Mushroom.
A wonderful morning's ride in exceptional company.
Well, what do you say, Dennis?
Exceptional.
Afraid there might not be opportunities for side-by-side saddle this afternoon, Dennis.
What did I tell you?
It's a bit B-roadish more to the way to Tunbridge Wells.
Look what I found for 50 pence.
Oh! Canterbury Tales.
It was in the travel section.
What's that about, Valerie?
A pilgrimage, Len. A bit like ours, I suppose.
Like ours?
Well, they were heading for the same place, at least.
Of course they were. Right. Well, if we could just make a bit of room, I'd like us to have a little look at what's in store this afternoon. Thank you, Valerie. You'll just have to stand on your head a bit, Colin.
Do we actually touch Tunbridge Wells, Len?
Touch? We go straight through the blooming middle. There! The baths! They're on the right! See them? Very nice looking buildings, eh? Regency, of course.
Look out, Leonard! Oh, Len!
Heavens.
Oh, dear.
Bloody idiot! Now, help me get him to the side, will you, Dennis?
Don't you people ever look where you're going?
You're right, Len. I never saw him at all.
It helps if you keep your eyes on the road in front.
Sit him down over here. Gently does it.
I'm all right. It's the bicycle I'm bothered about.
No, keep still, Leonard.
Do you need the medical kit, Colin?
No, I think he's just a bit shaken, Valerie.
Right. What's the problem here?
This bloody fool ran straight into my car door, Constable.
Ridiculous. I was...
Can you get the bikes out of the road, please, someone?
You stay with Leonard, Colin.
The door was open very quickly, officer. Leonard didn't stand unearthly.
Not the way he was facing at the time, Constable, no.
Come on, you people, move along. Haven't you seen anyone fall off their bike before?
Just listen to him, Colin.
Well, it looks to me as though it's a case of pride being hurt more than anything.
Pride? Have you seen my bike recently?
No, we think it's going to be all right,
then. I've done some running repairs.
Well, I'll get off then, Constable.
You're really going to leave it at that, officer?
Oh, do you think there's a great deal more we can do, sir?
But he's getting off scot-free.
Let me dust you down, Leonard.
It's not as bad as it looks, then.
And he was very quiet over dinner, Colin.
Not like himself at all.
Well, he was lucky to escape without a broken fork blade.
Certainly shook him up a bit, eh?
Oh, bound to have.
Well, it was a nasty fall he took.
You know, that's the first offside car door since I've been coming with you, Colin.
And it had to happen to Leonard.
Well, it would, wouldn't it?
Eh?
Well, he will always insist on leading, won't he?
I think I'll go and see how he's doing.
Why not take him a pint out?
I will.
Ought we to go with him, Dennis?
It might be as well to leave things as they are.
It's a funny sort of a place.
Spartan pub, popular with bikers.
But we've got the place to ourselves.
I felt a right Charlie, Colin.
It could have happened to anybody.
Needn't, though. We could have skirted the whole town. I spotted a sort of bypass system.
Best forgotten, eh, Len?
There was no need to go in at all.
Cheers, then.
It's warm, Colin.
Oh, never rains, eh?
I mean, there's no excuse. It's not as though it's in the middle of summer.
Well, perhaps you might bring it to the attention of the landlord, Len.
I would, of course, normally. But I've been disarmed.
Disarmed?
My thermometer got broke in the accident.
Oh.
I got this sudden cold feeling in the back of my trousers.
What the blazes, Colin?
The gathering in the car park.
I don't believe this. Popular with bikers, it said.
Oh. Bikers, then.
About 30 of them, male and female alike. Well, very much alike in all the leather gear. And all of them drinking pints of beer out of bottles. Leonard said they were Hell's Angels, and he and Colin went to bed. Then Valerie and I were just about to come up when the landlord came over with two bottles. Compliments of our biking brethren, he said. I can still picture Valerie knocking back this sweet brown ale out of a bottle and laughing out loud. I wonder if she's reading her Canterbury Tales. We'll be there tomorrow. In Leonard's cycling yearbook, I've got as far as a section on cranks.
Then Hollingbourne, Harrietsham, Lensham.
A police report that Leonard's back on song this morning.
Chilham. And finally,
Canterbury.
Estimate at time of arrival, 1:30.
With half a day to spare, eh, Len?
Not bad, eh, Colin?
It's just a bit cooler than I thought, Dennis.
It's a fresh one, all right, though.
I think I'll just pop on another layer.
Nearly ready, then, everybody?
2 minutes. You know this healthy green exercise, Dennis? It could become addictive.
Green it is. Unlike Valerie's top jumper.
I hadn't realised how much I missed it.
Which is yellow.
The smells.
And yellow does have certain connotations in the bicycling world.
Oh, this is heavenly.
Jerseys in particular. You should have seen the look on Leonard's face.
See the castle?
Fantastic!
13th century. And every dungeon complete with oubliettes.
Never!
It's right. And in Chilham, there's a Jacobean mansion. with a Battle of Britain museum.
Dennis?
And a unique collection of birds of prey.
Stuffed, would you say, Dennis?
Well, in my experience, Val, collection suggests... Yes, stuffed.
Worth an investigation, nevertheless.
What?
Just follow my back wheel.
And then I look round, Len, and there they weren't.
Beats me, Colin. There's still no sign.
Yeah. Hey, do you want half a bar of chocolate while we're waiting?
Ta. You see, all we're looking at now is a nice steady run down and through the old walls.
Oh. I'm going to get a snap of the cathedral, Len.
And you know how much I like a bunch finish.
I was just wondering, with a leg up, I could get on top of that bush shelter.
What? Of course you can. Hold on to this.
Oh, yes, thanks, sir. Safe as anything with a couple of citadel locks through the wheels.
And it's Mr. Hinchcliffe, is it?
Well, it's Mr. Hinchcliffe's party. Seems we're the first to arrive. Dennis Bell.
Valerie Newsom.
Graham Bradley. Welcome to the Thomas of Becket.
No.
Only, I'm afraid there's been something of a cock-up.
Oh?
Oh, you would have a double and a single.
That's us.
The problem is, all we have left are two doubles.
I see.
That's perfect.
Huh? It is?
Absolutely.
Is it?
Of course, they will cost slightly more.
There are slightly more of us, Mr. Bradley.
I'm so pleased. I've been racking my brains all morning.
I feel rather swept along by all this. Like when we took a little detour back at Chillum.
Rooms 7 and 9, second floor. Come far, have we?
Berkshire.
Yorkshire. Number 9, second floor. That's yours and Len's, Colin.
The Pilgrim's Way, you said, Dennis.
It's a sort of disused railway line, Len.
Railway?
I got it, yes.
It's marked all right.
That'll be it.
Well, see, it was a stroke of luck finding that one, eh?
Well, it was Valerie who actually spotted it. Near the Jacobean mansion.
And the rooms are all right, are they, Dennis?
To be honest, Colin, I haven't been up yet.
Well, first things first, eh?
I thought I'd let Valerie go first.
Well, you certainly stole our thunder this time.
No, not really.
There's nothing like winning the final stage.
We didn't mean to.
Proper yellow jersey tactics. Ah, here she comes.
Hello.
Right, I think I'll nip and get organised myself.
Come and sit down, Laurie. Who's a right little scene stealer, then?
Plowman's, okay.
Pilgrim's Way, indeed. And I've had Colin hanging about on top of a bush shelter the best part of an hour scanning the horizon.
Very adequate are the rooms here in the Thomas of Becket. Shower, wardrobe, chest of drawers. And there's a decent view of the pub yard and a bit of a beer garden. Tea and coffee making facilities. Cotton sheets. On a ruddy, great, big, double bed. Valerie's orange toothbrush stands in a glass jar on the wash basin's immediate right. Perhaps I'll leave my toothbrush wrapped up in a flannel.
Who is it?
What do you think it is?
What do you want?
Dennis, open the door. What are you doing?
I was just having a look round.
I left you the two top drawers.
Oh, thanks.
You haven't even changed.
I think I was just about to.
Your ploughman's getting cold.
Right.
Dennis, that was a joke.
Your room all right, Valerie?
Very nice, thanks, Leonard.
So's Dennis?
Much the same, I suppose, Len.
Here we are.
Where would we be without you, Colin?
Oh, cheers, then.
Hang on. I think a toast is called for.
Fantastic!
After all, we've come a long way.
Hear, hear.
Dennis?
Oh, sorry.
A toast to...
To the Canterbury Pilgrims.
Of course, that's it. The Canterbury Pilgrims.
I only really nibbled at the plowman's. I have to say there are other things uppermost at present.
Of course, pacing's the key factor on a tour.
Like toothbrushes.
And not burning up your calories too quick.
Sharing rooms.
Then finding yourself without any energy level left.
Double beds.
Bonking can be a terrible thing.
Don't you want that cheddar, Dennis?
Huh? Anyway, I thought we might have a stroll round to the Black Dog this afternoon.
Oh, the Black Dog?
Where? Wait for it. The Meadows Royal Conqueror should be treated with the utmost...
Oh. Actually, Len, Dennis and I thought we might have a look at the cathedral this afternoon.
Aye.
And it crossed my mind too, but listen. Here we are. Considerable refurbishments, including the replacement of the beer engines. Recent innovations include a jukebox and, on Thursdays and Fridays, variety acts.
Variety acts?
Balloon dancers, Colin. Need I say more?
We were thinking of the cathedral, then.
Where?
Canterbury Cathedral.
Hmm. And we thought we might have a wander round the walls.
Lightly hopped, Colin, with a distinctive though delicate palate, eh?
Beautiful.
I wonder what the breakaway group are up to.
Seeing the sights, they said. Nice bonus this afternoon, eh?
Bonus?
Well, with us making such good time.
Oh, yes.
Good team effort.
But where's the team now, Colin?
Ah.
I mean, it has been, well, a bit up and down, eh?
Up and down?
Tunbridge Wells.
What a bit of bad luck.
Hell's Angels. Warm beer.
Decent breakfast, though, Len.
Yellow jerseys. You don't think it's beginning to fall apart, do you?
Let's have another pint, eh? Yes. You missed a real treat there, Dennis.
Though it has to be said, not really an afternoon beer at all.
Definitely not one for a session. We had to have a lie down when we got back.
How about you two?
We haven't had a lie down.
We had a lovely afternoon.
We spent most of it in the cathedral.
Call anywhere else.
We had a look round the Roman townhouse.
And the Norman castle. Well, there's only the remains, really.
And I'll bet you managed a glass or two somewhere along the way.
Anything to recommend?
As a matter of fact...
Yes.
We didn't actually find time for a drink.
No.
Now, that is a funny sort of carry-on, eh?
A funny sort of carry-on? I'll say. Here I am in the Thomas and Becket in a room with one bed between me and someone I met on the road the day before yesterday. And between me and the tea's made, it's all a bit of a shock. Though Valerie seems to be taking it in a stride. And I can't help thinking about Leonard and Colin. I mean, it's not as though I set out to rock the boat. Of course, they don't even know about the rooming arrangements yet. I'm bound to find out.
But I always make a point of abandoning my thermal underwear after the winter season.
Valerie?
I'm enjoying this fish very much, Colin.
Nice chicken and vegetables of the day, too. Hey, lads?
In the morning...
Valerie had said that she couldn't help feeling sorry for the chicken of the day.
We might just have a little spin out.
Oh, we can work breakfast off.
There's a small place out on the coast road. Listed building brews its own beer. Minor bird with extensive vocabulary in the tap.
Who's a pretty boy, Leonard?
Perhaps we can all go out together, eh?
Last orders! Last orders at the bar.
Sounds serious.
Not for residents, of course, gents.
Valerie's gone up. I'm considering my position.
Yes, she's certainly got a mind of her own, our Valerie.
If she chooses her own dinner, Dennis.
A real maverick. In fact, sometimes I wonder if she isn't leading our Dennis astray.
There was nothing wrong with the chicken.
Dennis?
I think I'll have another pint, Leonard.
I think we all will.
Another three of the special, landlord.
Of course. I'll have to go up sometime.
There you are.
You're still awake.
I'm reading.
Chaucer? I've left the others downstairs.
Still going strong?
They were talking about dropouts.
What?
Oh, the flanges attached to the stays and forks. Where the hubs sit.
You sure they weren't making veiled references to us?
Huh? Oh, I hadn't thought about that. You don't, do you?
A nightcap, gentlemen?
Fantastic.
Of course it is.
I've got a very nice malt.
Irish.
Oh, beautiful.
Is there just the three of us?
The others have gone up, Graham.
Nice couple there, eh? Room 7. I'll bring the bottle through.
What was that?
Len?
What did he say?
He's bringing the bottle.
About room 7?
He said they were a nice couple.
That's what I thought he said.
What are you reading, Dennis?
Leonard's cycling yearbook, Val.
Oh.
1964. Apparently, the bicycle was one of the great emancipators of the working class.
Why did you never marry, Dennis?
Oh, never got round to it, I suppose. What with Mother. How's Chaucer?
I'm reading about a most worthy fellow, a man who was chivalrous, honourable, courteous, generous.
Sounds like a difficult act to follow.
The knight.
Ah.
Oh. Does it say anything in there about how to relieve tired muscles in an aching back?
Well, Len always reckons on a good soak.
In beer?
And Colin says we should have our own travelling soigneur.
What?
It's a sort of trainer masseur all rolled into one.
A personal masseur, eh?
For calves, thighs.
Backs too?
Wherever.
Oh, I could just do with one of those Dennis's soigneur.
Oh, has it caught up with you a bit?
Of course a knight would do just as nicely.
A knight?
Now I'm going to turn the light off.
Good night.
And I want you to come over here.
Eh?
And be as worthy and chivalrous as you've ever been in your life.
But...
No beans.
Eh?
Well, I was just saying, no beans, Len.
No. And no sign of the couple from room 7 either.
Mm.
I told you he wouldn't show his face.
Well, if they're not careful, they're going to miss out again, Len. According to your Bible, the original gravity of
I think Dennis Bell might have turned his attention to other matters, Colin.
Other matters?
He's transferred his allegiance from original gravity...
Len?
...to original sin.
Here comes Valerie now.
No, toast and coffee, that's all, thanks. Morning, Colin. Leonard?
Morning.
Valerie?
Everybody sleep well?
Fantastic.
How about you, Valerie?
Like a log.
And Dennis?
I think he's in the shower, Leonard.
You see, Colin, Dennis has been involved with exhibitions all his working life.
True enough.
So I suppose it's only natural he should want to make one of himself.
An exhibition, then?
A right one. Anyway, I don't like to see him do it. You see, if only he'd have joined the tandem club, then all this might never have come about. Hang on, I bet you we can cut through that way.
Do you think so?
There's not only Valerie who can come up with a decent shortcut, you know.
Oh, fair enough.
Of course, what you've got to remember, Colin, is, well, it takes two to tandem, doesn't it?
Couldn't you face breakfast?
Not this morning. How were they?
Colin was the same as ever. Perhaps Len was a bit subdued.
Aye.
They know about the rum, of course.
Well, they were bound to.
But he didn't put them off their breakfast.
Oh, no.
And they're headed off to swap stories with a minor bird.
And I think we should go as well.
Oh, you go.
What?
It's me that's made rather a mess of things.
You?
For the three of you. I should never have come.
I've never heard such rubbish.
Do you mean that?
If anyone's made a mess of things, it's me.
Piffle.
Piffle? They'll get over it, won't they?
Of course they will.
Well, why don't you just ask him directly, Leonard?
Never.
He's not likely to volunteer information.
Bloody hell!
You all right?
Stand still, Colin, still.
Brutus, you.
Thank God for that.
Bloody fierce-looking thing, that hound of yours, mister.
Only doing his job, of course, gentlemen. Going far?
We're heading for the pub over there.
Only this is private property.
Are you saying this is not a right of way?
This track, gentlemen, quiet, Brutus, is not a legally defined right of way, no.
Colin, we've got to go back.
Absolutely right, gentlemen. Good day.
We've got to go back to the hotel.
To the hotel?
I've had an idea. The diary, Colin, that's what I'm talking about.
Dennis's diary, Len.
I'll soon find out whether he had anything to write home about. Well, come on, then.
Well, what about my bike?
Just leave it here. I need you at the foot of the stairs.
Well, what do you want me to do, Len?
I want you to act as lookout.
Lookout?
And if there's any sign of them, distract them. Buy them a drink at the bar.
What if they don't want a drink?
Well, get them back outside. Take their picture. Anything. Just don't let them come upstairs.
Oh, right.
On the train?
Tomorrow, Dennis.
But why? Is it something I've said?
Oh, don't be silly. No, it was only my intention to come as far as Canterbury, remember?
I suppose so.
And anyway, you told me that Leonard's tours never followed the same route on the return leg.
Oh,
Never exactly, no, but...
There you are, then. And I really ought to put a few hours in at the blacksmith's, too. Oh, I've had a lovely time. Fantastic.
Well, if you've made your mind up...
Well, there's no reason you couldn't put a few hours in, too, you know.
What, in the blacksmith's?
Cast them aside of the bar, of course. Any time you're about, come and see us.
I'm not really likely to be passing through Croxton, Val.
You'd be very welcome.
And she means it, too.
I wonder what's happened to Leonard and Colin.
Well, they must have changed their minds about coming.
And the minor bird?
Died in February.
Oh, shame.
It spoke a bit of French as well, they said.
Shall we go back to town?
Aye, let's.
Beer mats, Dennis?
Now, don't you stop. Oh, I'll be sorry to see you go.
You know where I am, though, don't you?
Like I said, Colin, the last entry was for Thursday.
Oh, what did I tell you?
What did you tell me?
Well, there can't have been anything to write home about.
On the other hand, maybe our Dennis has had his hands too full to be able to write his diary up every day.
Oh. And there's no mention of Valerie at all?
Oh, yes, there's bits, Colin. I mean, he says she's got a lovely laugh.
But he's right. Anyway, I'm not so sure we should be concerning ourselves.
But we're bound to be concerned, Colin. I mean, the man's making a complaint and... And another thing.
Now what?
Did Dennis tell you them Hell's Angels bought the pair of them a pint each?
They didn't.
They bloody well did.
Hey, shh. They're coming in.
Not a word.
Oh, surprised to see you two here.
We thought you must be still out on your bikes.
No.
We've been out to the pub where there used to be a minor bird.
Used to be?
Sadly.
Oh, sounds as though you saved us a trip.
We changed our minds in the end.
Yeah. I'll get some drinks in.
A gentleman to the end, Colin.
Well, I've got the kitty after all.
Yes, we've been back for getting on an hour.
What did you do with your bikes?
In the yard, of course.
In the yard?
Well, we always leave them. Make my mile, Colin.
Did you see him, Valerie?
I remember remarking to you that Colin and Leonard must still be out, Dennis.
Because the bikes weren't there, Len.
What?
Definitely.
Len, the mile's just run off. I'm getting bitter.
Red.
Now, just a minute. Do you think we could do this one at a time? Red, you say, sir?
Burgundy, actually, officer, with a silver pea head. A Rally Classic 15. Frame comprising 531 double buttered tube and taper gauge stays. Sun to a GS forged ends. Hayden Royal Sovereign lugs.
Red. Look, perhaps it might be best if you'd each like to fill in a form, giving as full a description as you like.
It's got a very distinctive saddle, Constable. A Madison Anatomic, designed to match the shape of the pelvis.
Anybody's pelvis, sir.
Eh?
Well, they'll get as far as Leeds, anyway.
It was almost as if they had to get right away from the scene of the crime, Dennis.
Well, they didn't have a lot to hang about for, really.
I suppose not.
I keep thinking I should have gone with them.
What did they say?
Not a lot, really. Leonard called it a bloody shambles. Oh, dear.
It wasn't your fault, Dennis.
I just feel it could have all been avoided.
If anyone should be feeling guilty, it's me.
Oh, nonsense. What I'll never understand is why they left the bikes unlocked.
Just asking for it.
It's one of Leonard's golden rules.
Though they will be insured, won't they?
Not against humiliation, Val.
Oh, you know what you are, Dennis, don't you? A very perfect, gentle knight.
Thank you. Do you know something?
Go on.
You didn't make a bad damsel in distress, either. I have to say, the past 2 evenings have been very pleasant.
Easy does it, eh?
As falling off a bike. Valerie? What? My dear Dennis, now for a bit of time to yourself. It's very important, you know. By now I'll be on the first train to Reading. My little Croxton's not up to railway stations, but I'll be able to bicycle back into the village in some style. I have settled for the room. Don't be cross. Oh, and I thought you might like the Chaucer. Valerie. To Dennis, a night to remember. And then there was one, the end of the peloton. I suppose it might even be a bit final. Funny sort of carry-on, to coin a phrase. You know what just crossed my mind? I bet Leonard Hinchcliffe used to invent those lighting up types. I wonder what Mother would have made of all this.
Tickets, please.
Don't half seem odd, me travelling by myself. I suppose in bicycling terms, it's a bit like one of Len's time trials. No one to set the pace for you, no one to shelter behind. Got to make your own mind up.
Have your tickets ready, please.
The race of truth, Leonard used to call them.
We're now approaching Reading, ladies and gentlemen.
Did he say Reading?
Next stop, Reading Station.
And if the truth be known, I've half a mind to get off here.
Tickets, sir?
Never act on impulse when riding a bicycle. That's one of Len's, all right.
Leeds.
Mind you, he never said anything about train journeys.
Are you all right, sir?
Never better. I've just changed my mind, that's all.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm getting off here.
In Reading, but you've got a ticket for Leeds.
And I've got a bike in the guard's van, so if you don't mind, thanks.
In Pilgrims by Ray Ball, Christian Rodsker played Dennis, Brian Glover was Len, and Brian Southwood was Colin. Jane Collins played Valerie, Christopher Wilkinson was the landlord, and Derek Hicks was the policeman.